Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. Young world crashing around me.
Welcome back to 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Steve DiBianco, Executive Director of NetChoice.org. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
Trade Association of small and large e-commerce companies and companies that use online platforms for free expression, free enterprise. We have members like AOL, eBay, Facebook, Google, PayPal, Yahoo.
Small Business Network.
A Small Business Network, thank you very much, as well as several thousand small businesses that joined at netchoice.org. So help us to continue to wage this battle in the state, here in Washington, and around the world at places like the United Nations.
Folks, I don't even want to think about where, and I mean this, there's not an ounce of hyperbole in this. I don't even want to think about where the debate would be, where the policy would be today. In the area of net neutrality, in the area of ICANN, the conversion of ICANN, in the area of the internet sales tax, so many of these issues, without the leadership of Steve DiBianco. Steve, I congratulate you. You know I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. I don't think there's any individual that I know of. There isn't one that I know of that's whose face and voice has been more powerful in fighting off these dummies, and I want to congratulate you on that. That's the reason I like telling folks about you. But let me ask you this question: we've got the internet is now a utility. President Obama has deemed that through the FCC. We've got the net neutrality issues that are troubling. We've got the internet sales tax. We've got the ICANN issue. Those four, maybe there's another one somewhere I can't think of right now. Those are major paradigm shifts for the internet that are being disrupted by this government. What candidate who's running for president right now, what party can reverse those things?
Yeah, right now this country is so polarized that it's hard to know which party per se will do it. But I know one thing, that no matter who wins, whether it's Hillary or any of the collection of incredibly qualified Republican candidates, they will not replicate the Obama administration's tendencies in two dangerous ways. The Obama administration has been an apologist for America. They have right. Never missed an opportunity to apologize for America's leadership or dominance in any particular field and to simply let go the reins.
As if that leadership were a bad thing.
Exactly. As if we had to say, we're sorry for having led the way so long, and we're going to get out of the way. And I think that the power vacuum that's ensued in foreign policy is also what you see at internet policy, like the United Nations, and with places like ICANN, which manages the domain name system. So I believe the next president will not be so much of an apologist, won't be able to grab all the power back, but at least stop giving it away. The second would be, I think the next administration, whether it's Hillary or any of the qualified Republicans, is not likely to be pursuing tinkering, micromanaging the economy in a way of doing interventions like net neutrality. I think that kind of experimental.
So you're saying that anything would be better than the Obama thing that we have.
That's right. That's right. And Hillary Clinton is not.
Well, if she, I have to say, her husband's administration in the early days of the internet, I have to give them enlightenment points for how they behaved. They formed ICANN, they formed Network Solutions and ICANN out of that. And as you said, the internet, what was the internet fairness? No, what's the law?
The internet Tax Freedom Act.
Tax Freedom Act, that one. And so do you think she's likely to revert back to those kinds of attitudes about the internet?
I do.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think we'll be so much better off than we are under the current regime. You know, having said that, I'd prefer most of all that we continue to have a more conservative Congress. Since the Congress, when they're activists, is more dangerous than anything, and I do fear that if the next year there are six vulnerable Republican senators, and if the Senate flips again, that could create even more mischief if we end up with with an administration that's aided by a Senate that truly does want to retain.
And what happens, folks, is some of these people in Congress are so corrupt and so misinformed that they think some of these internet things can be throwdowns. They can just throw them down as chips in a card game.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Yeah.
And Europe, as I said, Europe is of two minds. They are trying to discover where they've gone wrong because their economy is so moribund. But at the same time, they love asserting sort of the top-down control over their own economy.
Yeah.
I think like privacy and regulation.
Yeah. Hashtag God help us. That's all I can say, Steve. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Jim, thanks for all the help you give.
Steve DelBianco, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you later. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.